Welcome to Autogrill first quarter 2012 financial results presentation.
Good afternoon and welcome to our first quarter 2012 results conference call. As usual, I have to draw your attention to the disclaimer on page two. All the numbers we will be referring to are on constant exchange rate basis, unless we say otherwise. Now, let me hand over to Gianmario Tondato, our CEO, who will introduce you into our quarterly results, and then to Alberto De Vecchi, our CFO. We will take your question at the end. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Elisabetta. Good afternoon. Just a few remarks. The first quarter of 2012 shows some encouraging signs in a very challenging environment. 2012 has accentuated the trends that we saw in 2011, with the airports and motorways performing in opposite ways. Autogrill being predominantly more in airports than in the motorways, we have achieved additional results in the quarter for this reason, despite the negative macroeconomic scenario that we are facing. The travel retail continues to perform with a double-digit growth in both sales and EBITDA. And EBITDA is growing more than sales. The F&B division is more troubled. The US sales are up, but the EBITDA has still not taken yet the same trajectory. Europe, if we take out Italy for a moment, in Europe we are seeing some performances in EBITDA despite the decline in sales, thanks to our strong focus on efficiency. And last and not least, you know, Italy continues to be a real challenge. And as you know, Italy is the country where we depend most on the motorways, and the motorways have suffered worse traffic figures and negative conditions. I don't want to bother you with the cost of gas, you know, that everybody knows is above €2 already. The whole country, I would say, not only the motorway business, is really struggling, and we are really facing a recessionary environment in Italy. Alberto will lead you through the numbers in a much more deeper way. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gianmario, and good afternoon again. As a result of trends Gianmario just highlighted you, our consolidated sales have slightly grown by 1.2% in the quarter, and the EBITDA declined by 15% when we exclude the gain of flight disposal from first quarter 2011. The net result of the period has been negative by 18.4 million compared to a negative result of 12.3 million in the same period of 2011, still excluding, as I said before, the gain of flight disposal from the first quarter 2011. The 2012 results include net financial charges for 21.6 million, with 2.7 million increase with respect to the first quarter of the previous year. When you look at net interest paid in our cash flow statement, you may see that actual disbursement in the quarter has been slightly lower than the same period of last year as a consequence of the lower amount of average outstanding debt that more than compensated the higher cost of the new facilities negotiated last July. The positive provision for corporate taxes is also the result of the release of deferred taxes from previous years to reflect the decrease of tax rate in UK from 26 to 24%. For sake of comparison, please consider that also the first quarter 2011 benefited of a one-off positive, as the gain of the flight disposal booked in the quarter was almost tax exempt. Then both the period also include a positive tax provision for those subsidiaries that show a net loss for the quarter, but are expected to show a net profit for the full year. Now, let me take you through our businesses in detail, starting with food and beverage. Let's start with sales, in food and beverage has decreased by 2.4%, with our North American operations partially compensating the fall in Italy. Our U.S. comparable sales grew by 3.3% at airports, with traffic that in U.S. has grown by 2.1%. The sale performance has been predominantly driven by the increase in the average ticket, although also transactions have grown in the period. The overperformance of traffic seems limited in the quarter when compared to the historical in the U.S. But you have to consider that we have been doing works in several very important airports in the quarter, and especially Atlanta and Los Angeles, where we are used to generate strong performance, and that in this quarter are excluded by comparability in quarter to quarter. When properly adjusted, we have not seen a deterioration of HMS host ability to overperform traffic. We saw positive traffic also on motorways in U.S., which grew by 2.4% year-to-date in February, thanks to more favorable weather conditions compared to the first quarter 2011. The quarter also benefited of a slight reduction in the cost of fuel experienced in January and February, but this advantage has disappeared since March. Our comparable sales in U.S. motorways grew by more than 6.3% in the quarter. The comparable sales performance was 8.8% year-to-date in February. Actual sales in the channel have grown by 13% in the quarter, also thanks to the opening of 14 service areas on Ontario Highway in Canada. EBITDA has not kept up with sales, falling from about $53 million to $40 million. There are a number of reasons for this. Firstly, raw material price inflation has slowed down, but has not yet reversed. As a consequence, the increases we made in our sale prices have lagged behind the continued escalation in food prices. On this respect, food raw materials have been quite erratic in the period, but processed food materials, which are the relevant for our cost of goods sold, have kept growing, although with lower intensity than in 2011. The evolution of this variable will play an important role in the progression of our U.S. margins. The cost of labor has continued to be under stress in our North American operations, both because of the increase in the unit cost and some productivity issues, mostly temporary. The vast refurbishment programs of our stores we mentioned above has been partially responsible for some temporary inefficiency. Also, the mix has had an effect, as we are increasing the number of at-the-table concepts, which, besides having higher average ticket and higher labor intensity, require some learning period to be run efficiently. Now, moving to Italy, in Italy, the year opening would hardly be worse. The combination of recessionary environment, a very negative spending attitude of the consumers, very negative traffic and high fuel prices, trucker strikes in January, and severe weather condition in February. Being aware of that, the caution we showed when we released our 2012 guidance in March has proved to be appropriate. Traffic fell by 10.1% in the first 2 months of 2012, far worse than the 7.4% fall we saw in the first quarter of 2009. In perspective, the traffic situation in Italy seems much worse than in past years. In fact, while in 2009 the traffic recovered in the following quarters, today it is expected to remain heavily negative. Our motorway sales fell by 11.7%. A direct comparison of our performance with the traffic would be wrong, as we expect that the traffic data at March year to date, although obviously negative, may differ from the February ones. Not surprisingly, given the context, we downperformed the traffic in the quarter. But breaking this performance down, our F&B sales were down by 8.5%, whereas the impulse purchases at the market and sales of ancillary products were down by more than 15% and more than 13% respectively. The different sale mix, with more F&B and less retail and ancillaries, has helped us to limit the flow-through on margin of the lower sales. In fact, while we lost 170 basis points of margin on labor, we recovered approximately 120 basis points of cost of goods sold because of the different sale mix. What we could not recover on our Italian EBITDA margin were the operating cost, mainly energy, G&A, and concession fees, which globally accounted for another 190 basis point reduction of the EBITDA margin on the quarter compared to the previous year. At least one positive in Italy, that in March we have introduced our new coffee, and the reaction of the new customers to this new product has been very positive, and the coffee has allowed us to improve the capture, mitigating the downward of the sales. Moving now to our food and beverage business in the rest of Europe, we have delivered sales in line with last year, as the performance of airport and railway station compensated for the reduction in motorways. The latter has been influenced by the decision we took in 2010 to privilege profitability and cash generation to sale growth. The EBITDA of this area, although negative due to the high seasonality of the business, has improved compared to last year, confirming the relative positive trend shown in 2011. Finally, food and beverage CapEx rose significantly, driven by the ambitious program of new openings in North America. Now, moving to the travel retail, the business has continued to perform strongly in line with how we did in 2011. That is to say, double-digit growth, both in terms of sales and EBITDA, and EBITDA growing more than sales. If you look at these results by region, the UK grew by 8% with traffic up by 2.1%. These results were, as always, driven by the strong performance at Heathrow, but with Manchester and Gatwick also contributing significantly. Manchester grew by more than 12%, in part due to the increase in international flights, and Gatwick grew by more than 6%. Sales in Spain grew by 1.4% despite a 5.3% fall in traffic. The significant fall in traffic reflected the continuing recessionary environment in Spain and the seasonal strikes of Iberia pilots. Madrid was affected the most with a 7.6% fall in traffic overall, but thanks to the increase in non-EU traffic, our sales remained almost in line with last year. This outperformance is a good example to show that in travel retail, the quality of the traffic is no less important than its volume. If you look at slide 10, you see that traffic at all terminals in Madrid fell. And in fact, despite the Iberia strike that hit only T4, traffic fell more at T1 and T3 that are non-Iberia terminals. And this is because these two terminals mostly handle domestic and European flights that have been more impacted by the recession. And if you look at our sales, our T1 and T3 sales perform better than traffic, but could not avoid to be lower than previous year. On the contrary, at T4, where there are most there are all the traffic of Iberia, and more there is a lot of incidence of influence of non-EU passengers, our sales grow despite falling traffic. Our travel retail business might be perceived as being a Europe-based business, but today our travel retail sales outside Europe accounts for almost 30% of the total, and they grow at double digits. And in fact, the rest of the world airport grew by 22.6%, with strong results across the board, and especially in Chile, which was up by more than 25%, benefiting from higher tourist flows, and Vancouver Airport, where our sales were up by around 23%, thanks to the flows from China. As I said before, our EBITDA grew by 17% and more than sales. One of the most important drivers is the continuous improvement of the sale mix. As I said, especially in terms of passenger destinations, but also in terms of product categories. And this improvement in sale mix caused a decrease of the cost of goods sold incidence on sales from 42.4% of the first quarter 2011 to 40.7%. And this is, as I said, the result of the higher incidence of passengers traveling outside Europe on our total sales in European airports. In fact, while in the first quarter 2011, the non-EU passengers represented 53% of our European sales, today they represent 56%. In terms of product mix, example of the more favorable product mix are the growth of perfumery and cosmetics that grew more than 12%, and liquors that grew by more than 9%. And also tobacco sales grew, especially in countries where it is this product category is a high margin product, like in the UK, while it fell in Spain, where it is less profitable. Now, moving to the cash flow statement, the cash flow generation of the period has been very satisfactory when we compare it to the same period of previous year. And notwithstanding the lower EBITDA, net cash flow from operations has been positive by 1.9% compared to a cash absorption of 68.8 million in the same period of the previous year, with both the businesses almost equally contributing to this improvement of almost 71 million. Change in working capital has been the driver of the different cash performance in the quarters, with the first quarter 2012 back to normal seasonality after the huge cash absorption of the first quarter 2011. The much better result in terms of net cash flow from operations has allowed us to finance CapEx for 59 million, almost the double of the amount of the first quarter 2011. As said earlier, CapEx has been concentrated in North American food and beverage in connection with the mentioned refurbishment program of stores, both in airports and motorways. Now, we have seen that the trend that characterized the 2011 performance has continued into 2012. Let's look at what happened after March in our store sales. And store sales in the first 18 weeks of the year have been down by 0.3% compared to 2011. Please remind that you shall be cautious when comparing the amounts of reported and weekly store sales due to the not fully comparable contents and different cutoffs. For instance, the first 3 months of 2012 have 1 day more for the leap year, while the first 18 weeks have exactly the same days in the 2 years. The evolution of store sales by businesses and channel confirmed the picture of the first 3 months. The scenario continues to be extremely complicated in Europe, and especially in Italy, and in motorways, while sales in airport show higher resilience. For the time being, and given the present visibility of our performance, we confirm the guidance that our goal this year is to deliver results in line with the previous year. Thank you for the attention, and now we are happy to answer to your questions.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Mr. Tim Ramskill from Credit Suisse. Mr. Ramskill, your question, please.
Thank you. I have two questions, please. The first is just regards to your comments on the Italian motorways and your expectations going forward. You talked about expecting that to remain heavily negative. Can you just talk us through why you feel that it's going to be different relative to what you saw in 2009? And then the second question is with regard to the Spanish airport performance and the underlying trends. As you commented, obviously there's been strike action taking place there during the quarter. How much of an effect do you think those strikes have had on the numbers you reported and the traffic backdrop? I just wondered if you could help us quantify what the underlying trend is.
Talking about the motorway business in Italy, I think there is the unfortunate combination of an economic environment, a negative GDP, that is really, in my opinion, tanking more than developing. What I mean is that I don't see any signs of recovery, frankly speaking. And in addition to that, there is also the cost of gas. The cost of the liter for gasoline is going above almost or around 2 euros. So it's getting really, really expensive. So that there is a double combination. So GDP is going down and cost of gas is going up. So it's a perfect storm, basically. And I don't see any sign of change or any sign of recovery. Talking about the Spanish airports, I think Alberto is...
On Spanish airport, I can give you an indication. Maybe I had only one thing on the question about the motorways. You asked also about the difference 2009 on 2012. Just to give you an indication, in 2009 we had the 7.4% negative in the first quarter, but globally on the year it has been almost flat, negative by 0.2%. Today we have this 10% negative in the first quarter, and we don't have, of course, the visibility of what is going to happen in the remaining month. But let's say an indication given by Atlantia is that they expect a significant negative this year, probably higher than around the 4 to 5%. So okay. It is obvious that the situation is different. And I would like to add that apart from the traffic, the point is that in Italy these days the attitude of the people is different. People is less inclined to spend in general. That means that also the average spending, we can expect that will be more complicated than before. So that the general environment is negative. Just to give you, on the contrary, some indications about the Spanish situation in terms of strikes in the airports, we didn't try a calculation of what we lost in terms of sales, but we can give you what we lost in terms of time. In the first quarter, we had 11 days of strikes from Iberia. Out of 91 days of work, so it has been significant. And just to give an update, in the following weeks, up to week 18, we have had another 5 days. So the situation is not actually improved. The good fact is that differently for food and beverage, in travel retail we do see a strong resilience in terms of spend per head. So we can compensate, or we have been able up to now to compensate this negative environment in those countries like Italy and Spain that are in recession. Unfortunately, Italy is not as resilient in terms of sales as it is travel retail in Spain.
Okay, thank you for those detailed answers.
Question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Equita. Mr. Lustig, your question, please.
Yeah, good afternoon. Three questions. The first one is on Italian motorways. The sales were down 15% in the first 2 months and down by 11% at the end of the quarter. Well, I can produce a very rough calculation on what happened on March, but if you have a detailed figure of the trend in March to share with us, could be of some interest. The second point is you mentioned something about the new coffee project, let's say. I wonder if you can give some more color or detail about increase in traffic, number of tickets, so some more indication about this new project you had. And the third question is related to, well, it's a very long-term issue. In a recent, quite recent interview, Mr. Tondato was indicating the possibility, I imagine in the very long term, to lead the food and beverage business to 13% EBITDA margin again. I'm not asking when, obviously, but I'm just asking what could be the actions in the next years in terms of, I don't know, closure of non-performing shops or diversification from a geographical point of view and so on. So if you can give us a list of things that can be done to reach someday this target.
So just to let's go question by question. The first question is that if I remember the performance of March alone.
Yes, if it's possible.
Down by 9% in terms of sales. I warn you to be very cautious when using this indication by month by month, because they are really highly dependent of the calendar, no? Because it depends on when you have the Easter. That means when you have the Easter in one way and the return way, because it's sufficient that you have the Easter in 1 week difference that you have a different flow. And especially in low season, the changes are very, very big because the numbers are smaller. The best fact is that this year the numbers are particularly smaller in Italy, but in general I would say that honestly it is difficult to give to have an indication of the trend unless you start looking at the trend from April, because once you are in April you have all the holidays in the same period, because almost everything, but probably including May. Probably you have to arrive at the end of May, because at that point you have also the bridge of the 25th of April, the 1st of May, that may be in different period of the week and may be more helpful or less helpful. And then, of course, the weather is also important. So the data is 9%, but is not giving an indication that it's better than before. then the question about the coffee. Well, just to give you an indication, the coffee has allowed us to, let's say, recover approximately 2 points in terms of capture, better capture on this item than before. So from the moment we introduced the coffee, we have seen, unfortunately, still in a declining environment, so the trend is still going down, but the inclination of the curve has been approximately 2 points better than before. So that is a quantitative indication that the reaction of the market has been, of the customer has been very positive. We have also qualitative indication. I'm not entering into that because we don't have here Ezio Ballerini to give more colors and flavor. But the reaction has been very positive. Is that sufficient to reverse the trend? Of course not, but it's a good indication that we have to pursue this innovation.
Talking about the interview, I don't recall this interview, frankly speaking, but generally speaking, I'm in agreement with the concept that the F&B is in a growing environment is a sound business. What I mean is that, you know, what you see now, you know, declining EBITDA, declining store cash flow generation from the operation of the F&B is related to the traffic, you know. And so as soon as the traffic and if the traffic is back, you know, we will see definitely a much better performance because the flow-through mechanism is very important for that. And it's easy to understand, you know. In the motorway business in Italy, we have a 7 days and 24 hours service, you know. It is mandatory unless we close some location that is forbidden by law, you know. So unless we do this, you know, you have to have a person at least and a service, you know. So below a certain amount of traffic, you know, of course, the flow through, the negative flow through is very important. It also works the other way around, you know. So as soon as the traffic comes back, you know, we'll see an important positive flow through. So as simple as that, you know.
I want also to add one another element on the coffee. Another important indication we have received up to now is that the high quality, high price coffee among the new offer have been performing even better than the basic coffee. So this has been good in terms of sale impact, and of course it's a good driver also for the pricing, because we have to work on prices, of course, and it is an indication that if we give good products, we can the customer accept, even in this very negative environment, accept higher prices.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Mr. Gianfranco Neyman from UBS. Mr. Neyman, your question, please.
Hi, Jean-François Mermandy from UBS. Thanks for taking my questions. I have two main areas of questions. First, on the motorway in Italy. Given the poor traffic figures, are you adapting any of your pricing policies there to try to get more sales out? Do you manage to get some cost out? What are the measures that would allow you to perform more in line with traffic in the coming months? And the second one is more of your travel and retail division. There was Dufry saying that they, let's say, could be interested in synergies, so, well, in full takeover from your business. What would be your stance on that, and what, if any interest, what prices in terms of multiple or absolute prices would you be looking at? Thanks a lot.
Talking about our retail business, you know, it's not for sale. So, I mean, as simple as that. So, Of course, in a hypothetical situation, there are a lot of synergies in combining the two companies, but it's not for sale, so it won't happen. The first question was about the traffic and the prices. Give us a few seconds.
On the first question you made, we do expect that in the coming months we should see, because of the seasonality, a more component of leisure traffic than truckers. That, by the way, we didn't mention, but this has been an important element of the fall of the traffic, because the truckers are the truckers traffic is going down much more than the light traffic because of the recession. No? The more we go into summertime, we should see a different customer approach and also different motivations. So we tend to think that we hope to be able to be more able to perform together with the traffic, and that is not to downperform the traffic as we did in the first quarter. So in principle, of course, we are working on prices with the purpose of trying to have the right structure of prices, but the idea is not to start discounting everything, because we don't think that this is the right way to approach, even though, of course, we want to have a differentiated offer to try to cope with the needs of our customers. But we are positive that especially in the third quarter, in summer, and hopefully also during the second, to start being more with the performance more in line with the traffic than what we did in the first quarter.
So just there, basically, let's say you call for a performance in line with traffic, second, third quarter. We are quite advanced in second quarter. Do you have evidence already that you're performing in line with the traffic in the second quarter?
Very indirectly, because at the moment the traffic information is stopped at February. So the indication we may have are only qualitative, because we have some perception of the traffic. But in terms of statistics, the statistics of the traffic in Italy are stopped at February. In fact, we don't have even the indication of March.
So you don't have a slight idea, yeah, okay. But no, just for comparison purposes, could you make some, well, quantitative or qualitative comment on the situation after 18 weeks just on the motorway in Italy?
Yeah, as I said when I made the comment of the current trading, is that we haven't seen yet an improvement of the trend in sales. The point is that you posed the question whether we would be able to perform together with the traffic. I simply say that I don't know the traffic. I can say that the trend that we have seen in the first part of the year has been confirmed in the weeks after the end of March. Of course, the more we go, the less the one-off of the strike in January of the truckers and the very bad weather in February is there. So we do expect that even the traffic as well as our performance is improving with respect to that very negative weeks. But having said that, we're not seeing any reversal in the trend at the moment.
Okay, so if we assume the same trend year on year on at least on sales and EBITDA for yourself, after 18 weeks, we would be pretty much close to what's the reality.
I think that as I said, we don't have the visibility until summer. But it is reasonable to think that in order that Italy will be the responsible of a very lower result of the European FMB that will be compensated hopefully by all the rest of the business.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There are no questions at the moment. Next question comes from Mrs. Elisa Corgi from Intermonte. Mrs. Corgi, your question, please.
Thank you. Did you confirm your guidance at the same Forex you gave us when you first declared it? So Euro-dollar 1.35 and Euro-pound 0.86. This is my first question. The second question is again on your Italian business. And well, I know it's not the preferred way to move, but are you going to cut costs in order to defend your profitability? Thank you.
I think talking about the second question, of course, I think we have to rethink the business. We are in the process, you know. So we are rethinking the business. It's an interesting situation now because, you know, in the next few months, by the end of the year, the next year, 2013, if I recall well, you know, an important chunk of concession in Italy is going to expire. So it's a perfect timing for us to rethink, you know. And of course, being this business linked to the motorway traffic and the motorway system, you know, is a perfect timing for us to rethink what we want to do and what we want to be, you know, in the future in this country, you know. And so, again, we are in a sort of bid mood also, so I cannot be really open in what we are trying to achieve and what we are studying, you know, because it's, of course, a competitive move as well, you know. But I think I'm quite confident that we are making a lot of progress, you know, in redesigning, at least trying to rethink the business, you know. It's very important to understand where we're going to land in terms of traffic, where we're going to land in terms of economy, where we're going to land in terms of country, really. You know, it's difficult to foresee. You know, just to recall what happened so far, you know, we lost 4 or 5% of traffic in 2010, we lost 4 or 5% of traffic in 2011, and we lost 12% of traffic, you know, in the first quarter of 2012, you know. Basically, if you add up all the numbers, you know, you end up with a 20% traffic decline in 3 years, you know. So very soon, if we go this way, you know, we won't see any traffic jam in the motorway business for the next decade, you know. So that's not good for the business, you know. So someone has to really to redesign, to rethink the whole infrastructure, you know. For instance, one big question that is on the table, in my opinion, is, do we really need every an oil station, a gas station, every 25 kilometers with such an amount of traffic? I mean, you know, that's a big question, Mike. You know? So stuff like that, you know, it's not only Autogrill that has to answer to that, you know, but it's, I think, all the infrastructure system with the landlords, with the way in which we are serving, for instance, the customer. For instance, the 724, that is the service that we actually are performing in Italy, you know, is probably not needed anymore. And there are signs of that, you know, if you look at what is happening with the independent oil companies, you know, in the motorway business, they are striking basically from 9 p.m. to up to the morning. Basically, they are making a self-service, you know, in the oil station for all night long, you know. Is this a model that can really fly, you know, in the future also for the economy? So there are a lot of questions, you know, that are thrown on the table right now. And we have to see where the traffic, first of all, we have to see where the traffic is going to be. Second, I think if we... We won't see this type of service. We won't see this type of F&B operations, you know, that we have seen in the last 40, 30 years in the motorway business in the future, because it doesn't make economic sense. You know, I think the time for this F&B operation is somehow over. You know, so we have to redesign this. What is going to emerge in the future is difficult to foresee again, because the traffic is the thing that is unknown, And of course, we are working hard to redesign this. I think, you know, having said that, I think, you know, we will see business in a better way. So it won't disappear. We will see something in the future. You know. So there is something that, yeah, is worthy to be investigated, you know, and is worthy to be understood, you know, in a motorway business. But this very we are in a somehow in a changing moment right now, you know. And the perfect time is this bid for the it will happen, you know, in less than one year, you know, in the motorway system. I think we will see an important change. Interesting days, I would say. Yeah.
On the exchange rate, we keep normally during the year the same exchange rate of the budget that are the ones that have been communicated in the document of March, that is 1.35 for the dollar and 0.86 for the pound. Having said that, of course, we know that today, if the euro continues to be weak, there is a room, no? Because just to have an idea, if we had an average of 1.29 as it is today, the exchange rate with the dollar, we may end up having around 9 million more. Of course, looking at the level of EBITDA, looking at the complexity that Gianmario mentioned in the situation, in the Italian situation, it is difficult today to predict. So I think that the good fact of our international footprint is that is also the fact that we have sources of revenues and margins in different geographical areas and also in different currencies that sometimes are positive, sometimes are negative. Today, I think that we also the exchange may sustain the result, the economic result of the group.
You know, just to underline what Alberto was saying, you know, just to remind our CapEx allocation, you know, Italy is, so U.S. is the most important CapEx allocation that we have. The second one is Italy, just to be over. So there is a lot of CapEx attached, you know, there. So I think the question mark that we will face is, do we need this, is this the country in which we have to put this CapEx, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good question. So.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Jacopo Maiocchi from Deutsche Bank. Mr. Maiocchi, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. Just a quick question about the situation in Spain, the process of renewal and the privatization of Aena. We have read something on the newspaper, so if you can give us what you know, probably you are better in touch with the situation. Thanks a lot.
I think, you know, nobody knows. I think, again, we are part of a much bigger problem. We are a small part of a much bigger problem. I mean, Spain, the economic environment in Spain, I think we should not spend a lot of time in explaining where Spain is, you know, because everybody, I think, is aware of the situation. I think you know that there was a privatization process, not of the concession, but of the airports, you know, infrastructure in Spain that has been stopped. You know, so the concession business, the concession problem is a small part or a part, you know, this much bigger privatization process that doesn't fly. You know, so it's now there is this new president, you know, that announced that he wants to get out for the bid for the concession business. You know, I think, you know, there is, of course, we have to follow what he said. To me, I mean, we have to have, difficult to, I mean, I've been, we've been in Spain many, many years, and we have heard many times, you know, the process was up for renewal, and we hope this is the right time, you know, because we don't like to have an extension of 2 years, you know, we want to. A much longer contract, you know, because it prevents really the investments. It prevents really to deploy the full speed and the full strength, you know, in the concession business in Spain. Having said that, you know, we will see. That's what we know, you know.
question comes from Mrs. Oriana Bastianelli from Kairos. Mrs. Bastianelli, your question, please.
Hi, good afternoon to everybody. I have just two questions. The first one is on the travel retail. If you see several tenders around going on, and if you are looking to grow the business in some specific areas. And second question, if you can elaborate a bit on the competitive environment that you are observing on both food and beverage and travel retail business. Thanks.
So on the bids, we are currently waiting for 4 answers. So I'm talking about the retail. So I don't want to comment any further because I think, matter of days, and so we'll see if we are lucky, So. And now there is this tender in Rome as well. It is important because they are talking about an important length, we'll see, additional one that is coming up for as an opportunity. I lost the second question, sorry.
Excuse me, Ms. Bastianelli, we lost the second question.
Oh, okay, sure. The second question was if you can provide us with a comment on the general environment that you are observing, competitive environment in the food and beverage business and in travel retail, how the situation is looking, how your competitors are behaving in terms of pricing, in terms of leverage, and so on and so forth.
Hey, the F&B is, the retail is a very highly competitive environment. I think everybody is really keen on developing the business, on growing the business. So I think it's a competitive environment. The F&B is unpredictable, I would say, because you see in some bids there are very few competitors. Just to give you, in the U.S., the strongest competition is local, basically, the local player, rather than the international players, and different behavior in different countries. But generally speaking, much less aggressive, I would say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There are no questions at the moment. I remind you that you can register for your question pressing star followed by 1.
Okay, thank you very much for your time and have a nice evening.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.